Hi, I'm Mae Martin.
I'm Bisha Kayali.
And I'm Ned Sedgwick.
And we're so excited to welcome you to a new podcast from BBC Radio 4, Grown Up Land. Each week, join us as we take a topic from the adult world that we're struggling to get our heads around and look to the grown-up land of Radio 4 for answers and advice.
Yeah, we really only look at the big, philosophically complex issues.
How close do we have to be for you to get a friendship tattoo with me? I could do it for you.
Oh, really?
I've done it with a needle and a Bic pen.
A needle and a Bic. Were you in prison?
No, I was at a dinner party and things got out of hand.
I mean, that is an out of hand dinner. When a dinner party gets out of hand for me, we crack into their parents' port. Like, we know. Not only that, but every week I'll roam grown-up land in search of a new challenge. I've literally just pierced my ear for this programme, and I have some regrets. So I just got a phone to a couple of piercers. I'm just going to go and get a simple ear piercing, just walk in. A lot of people weren't okay with me recording it. Not really sure what they didn't want me recording.
Just relax.
I'll try.
And the other.
How was it?
The kind of fear of the pain has passed, and now the fear of my friend seeing the saddest mate with a piercing is kind of set in.
We'll also be joined by a special guest each week to try to unpick your dilemmas and solve your problems.
This week our guest is Ed Knight. He's a stand-up comedian. He was nominated for Best Newcomer at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival this year.
Hello.
Hello.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, this is a question from @Hensers. When I was 10, I wanted to be an accountant desperately. Maths was always my fave subject. I ended up in recruitment and now I'm kind of lost. It sounds like their bliss is accounting. Yeah. Follow your bliss.
Yeah.
And also make your side hustle until your side hustle becomes your hustle. Like, just do it on the side.
Start writing sums in the dust on cars. Toilet walls. Whatever.
And the amazing Steve Ellie will put everything in perspective for us. Here's another question. This is from @imaginaryreally, who says, I want to get a tattoo to piss off my parents, but I can't decide what to get. Ideas for tattoos that will annoy my parents the most, please. So this sounds like it's time for Steve Ellie's perspective. Steve is from Syria, and he's here every week to help us with the questions that we can't crack ourselves. Steve?
Hey, Imaginary Really. Your problem reminds me of the time when I was living with my parents. They used to annoy me and sometimes I wanted to do things to piss them off. But then when civil war broke out in Syria when I was 19 and we had to flee and I had to leave them, I found that me having to get across dangerous borders and message them whenever I could get signal from refugee camps freaked them out so much more than anything else I could do. So I recommend, if you really want to piss your parents off, go stateless and let border police and international governments do it for you.
So welcome to Grown Up Land. Make sure you subscribe so you can catch our adventures in the terrifying adult world on a weekly basis.